And I'm going to be speaking again now with Dave Kaplan. For those of you who heard the first part of our interview a few days ago, well, we're now moving on to the second part. And for those of you who didn't hear the first part, where were you? Anyway, I'm chatting with Dave, who is one of the key figures organizing for a memorial to be built in Israel to honor the South African colored soldiers who died fighting in the Battle of Megiddo in 1917. Now, this is a story that I didn't know about until I chatted with Dave, and that was a battle that helped pave the way for the Jewish state. A delegation from the South African colored community was in Israel, where they visited the graves of the fallen soldiers in Jerusalem. And to hear more about it, Dave Kaplan, a journalist and editor of several English magazines and a former chairman of TELFED, which is the South African Zionist Federation in Israel, now joins me on the line. Dave, thanks for chatting with us again. Can you give us a short background and summary about what we spoke about last time? So just a little bit about who were these people and the memorial that you're planning to build.
Okay, and then we'll get on to the anecdote, is what we missed
exactly.
The last time. So the Cape Corps participation in the Battle of Megiddo, okay, which comprised of two battles within that, which was the Battle of Square Hill and the Battle of KH Jabay. It was a battle that took place in 1918. It followed the Battle of Beersheba and the Battle of Gaza and the Battle of Jerusalem, where people are familiar with the photograph of Allenby walking into Jerusalem.
Of course.
And then they came a bit unstuck, and they needed more troops, okay? And it took nearly a year. They were stuck out there because that was in 1917 that they took Jerusalem, and they were waiting for more troops to be sent in to advance north, and the call went out to the Commonwealth, and lo and behold, who responded to that call was the Cape Corps, which was the Cape Coloured Corps, but we called the Cape Corps, who were out in East Africa, and they responded to the call, and they arrived in Palestine, joined Allenby's forces, and the battle commenced, and they went up north, and they won the battle. Now, I just wanted to say that the participation of the Cape Corps in the Battle of Megiddo provide, in the words of Commander Ideal Carlos, who I told you has written a book about it, he refers to it as their participation as, quote-unquote, the knockout blow, end quote, to the Ottoman forces in Palestine. It brought to an end the Ottoman Turkish rule, leading to the British mandate and ultimately the Jewish state in 1948. I just want to just quote to you in the foreword to the book written by Brigadier General Farrow, who's a commandant of the South African Defence Force Military Academy. And I think it's important to understand, if you just listen to what he says over here, this book is not only a limited account of the experiences of the selected brothers, but also set the scene to enter into a debate that has been neglected for far too long. What is the elephant in the room? The elephant in the room is the rich and untold and unwritten military history that tells the story of the non-whites who unselfishly served, fought, and died in World War I. And I think here comes the important quote when he writes, "Who knows to what extent history was shaped by such men?" And that's where we come, because for us here in the Jewish state, are we thankful for the Cape Corps participation, because it played such a significant role in the eventual formation of the Jewish state, in the sense that it became, from Ottoman rule, a British mandate, and then ultimately in 1948 a Jewish state. So we are indebted for the participation and the enriching contribution of the Cape Corps, and that is why we feel the need to set up a memorial to honor this community.
Now, Dave, before we go to the anecdotes, why was the story not well known? I mean, it's a fantastic story, and yet this is the first many of us are hearing about it.
That was the same reaction that I got, you know, when we spoke about it to the delegation that came over here. Why is it not known? And one can ask the same question if one went to the school in retreat that's named after the battle. Would the students, would the pupils, would the principal, would the teachers there even know about it? They have sadly neglected their history, and that's why it needs people to come forward and start telling this history and start writing about this history, that it's part of the conversation. If you ask why, I'm not sure why, but the answer that they gave by some of these people in the delegation was that they said that the colored people feel that they have throughout their history been neglected in a multiplicity of ways. And one of them has, they haven't had a recorded history, particularly of the contributions they have made. And it's something that needs to be rectified. And therefore, I think what we are trying to do goes a long way, or to some extent, in trying to rectify that failure.
So tell us some of the anecdotes.
So a little bit about the anecdotes. So I told you that Karelse, Ideel Karelse, he's a commandant, he's in Pretoria. Now, his grandfather was a participant in this battle. Okay, he was a gunner, a non-commissioned officer, and he's written this book. And I met him in 2000, I've been in touch with him, but in 2016, when I came to South Africa, to Johannesburg as part of the Limut conference, I had a couple of lectures to deliver there. I met up with him for lunch. And this was my first time I'd met him. And we sat down in a restaurant together with Leanne Copenhagen, who you may know, she sadly passed away about a month ago, who was also on our committee, on our Ochberg committee. And the three of us sat in a restaurant in Johannesburg, and he wanted to hand me this book, which I've just got in front of me. The book's called They Said We Could Not Do It. And it's about the battle of Megiddo and the Cape Colored Corps participation. He got so excited. He wanted to tell us about the battle. And it was so fascinating. He actually commandeered the whole table and wanted to go into the specifics of how the battle was won. So he took the salt cellar, the pepper, the tomato, and the sugar bowl was the hill. And the tomato sauce was the colors at the bottom and the chutney. I can imagine Mrs. Ball from up high above frowning or whatever. And he started relating and in an animated way. People were looking, but it was so exciting. He got so excited in telling us about this battle. And he started explaining. He said, David, we South Africans and Australians lost terribly only months before this battle at the Battle of Gallipoli. They were mowed down by machine guns. And when they in the Battle of Megiddo wanted to take the square hill, they were at the bottom, and the Ottoman Turks were at the top, which is at the top of the sugar bowl, okay? And he said the commanding officer told the troops a most strange order. He said, remove everything, just your rifle and your rounds.
Wow.
Throw away everything. People said, what? You mean our rucksacks? Yes, everything. And then another person said, what? You mean our water bottle? It's hot, it's dry, it's terrible. Everything. And they did that. And then the order was given, attack. And they ran up the hill. Now, what did this mean? This translated into the fact that they got up the hill at a much quicker pace than they would have if they were lugging the 60 kilos the town, the rucksacks or whatever, and the water, and also the miscalculation of the Turks at the top. And he started going rat-a-tat-tat with the machine guns, and he started standing up and the salt fell over. And so he explained how the battle was actually won, that they got to the top in record time, and of course then the butchering started with the bayoneting, etc., etc., and they won the battle. Of course, in the battle, there were something like 53 Cape Coloreds that were casualties, and they buried in Jerusalem. But it was a huge battle, and as he described, it was the knockout blow. So that's the one anecdote which was very amusing and very entertaining.
David, the families in Cape Town, did they know the story? I mean, those who lost loved ones.
Nobody knows.
So what? So they just, their loved ones died fighting. They never knew what happened to them.
And then it just became forgotten. And maybe there's a photograph in an album somewhere and nobody spoke about it. And it just became forgotten history. And it was the name of a school that nobody knew why it was named Square Hill School. So,
and what's the idea for the memorial?
He's so right in the forward by saying the untold and unwritten military history.
And what's the idea for the memorial?
So the idea for the memorial, and I've got my good friend also from Cape Town who's designing it. We want to do a section which is about 100 meters away from the Offberg Memorial, which you are familiar with.
And which you and I will chat about another time.
Which we'll chat about another time. So we're going to have a little hill that's going to indicate the square hill. We want to put sandbags. We want to put a Vickers gun. We're going to have plaques of all explaining in three languages, in English and in Hebrew and in Afrikaans, the battle, the history of the Cape Corps, and of course the names of all the soldiers that participated and died, and also those that were received medals, which includes Carlos's grandfather, who was in charge of the gunner section. So, and we want people, the whole thing, we want it to become a tourist spot in the same way as descendants of Offberg come to the Offberg sites. We want South Africans, when they visit Israel, to come up to the site and be able to, you know, see the memorial. There's a new restaurant that's just been opened up very close at the next door kibbutz. So, and it's in a beautiful part of Israel, as you know. So we want it to become a tourist spot, and particularly for South Africans when visiting Israel.
How amazing.
So that's our plan. We're looking at Paula for next year, because we want to open it on the anniversary of the actual battle, which is the month of September. This year we were trying to have it, but then we've had a couple of wars, as you know.
Just a few.
Just a few. So we've shelved it till next year. So hopefully in September, October next year, which coincides with the anniversary, we hope to then to inaugurate this section of the park, which is like a South African park with the Offberg and then the Cape Corps project. So that'll take place
next year, September, October. I mean, what an amazing, amazing piece of history that so few of us know so little about.
We're running out of time. Can I finish the other anecdote?
We've run out of time. Can you do it in 1 minute? Or should we make a third part? Okay, go.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I'm sitting at my computer before 2016, and I get an email from Carlsa with the list of all the soldiers, okay, that participated in this famous battle. And I'm looking through the usual kind of Cape colored names, Peterson, Jakob, Van Wyk, this is, and he says, look at number, whatever it was. And I look and I see Saratsky. Said, what? He says, yes. I said, that's a Jewish name.
Yeah.
So he said, yes. So he says, it's a bit strange. It requires a Vicky Audisup install of a little investigation. So I said, okay, and I put on the phone and I see it's Joe Saratsky.
Okay.
So I think, now how come is a Jew in this group? I then realized, but wait a minute, on my wife's family there's a Saratsky. I phone up Hillary, who's working at Bay Pro here. I say, Hillary, I'm looking at all the list here of all these Cape Colored who participate in this famous battle, and lo and behold, I come across the name Joe Saratsky. I know you have family Saratsky. He said, what's his first name? I said, Joe. He said, yes, that was our relation.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. So now, amongst all these Cape Colored who participated, there's not only a Jew,
but family.
A relation of my wife.
And
it is absolutely...
Yeah. I was going to say, that's Jewish geography for you. But Dave, I need to leave it there. What an unbelievable story. The memorial to be built in Israel to honor the South African colored soldiers who died fighting in the Battle of Megiddo in 1917. And that is Dave Kaplan, a journalist and editor of several English magazines and a former chairman of TELFED, which is the South African Zionist Federation in Israel.